You are listening to Long Innings, brought to you by Cricket Next. On this episode of Long Innings, we take a look at IPL's most consistent performers.
There are a number of players who shone in one or two seasons of the IPL, but could never repeat their performances consistently enough. When they burst onto the scene, they were an unknown quantity and it took a while for other teams to figure them out. Think of players like Swapnil Asnodkar for Rajasthan Royals in 2008 or Paul Valtati in 2011 for Kings XI Punjab. Then there were others who were very good for a few years, but then their performances fizzled out. The likes of Pragyan Ojha and RP Singh come to mind, who couldn't even find IPL contracts in recent years. There is only a select band of players who've been very good nearly year after year at the IPL, and their performances have made a big impact to the fortunes of their team during a season. It's not really just about playing for many years alone. It's about being consistently impactful during those years. We take a look at some of those players on this podcast. Suresh Raina. Often called Mr. IPL, he's been one of the most consistent run scorers and big game players of the IPL. Such has been his consistency that he has scored over 400 runs per season in 9 of the 11 completed seasons thus far, scoring over 400 in the first 7 seasons consecutively. Ever since he was picked up by Chennai Super Kings in the first ever player auction, he has remained there, barring the 2 seasons CSK were banned. During those 2 seasons, he played for and captained the Gujarat Lions. Right from the first season, where he was man of the match in the must-win final league match for the CSK, he has consistently contributed for them. In 2018, he missed a game due to injury for the first time in IPL, when a strained calf ruled him out for a couple of games. Such has been his fitness and consistency. In 2016, he missed a game to be with his family for the birth of his child. He currently has over 5,000 runs in the IPL, the first of only 2 players to do so, and is locked with Virat Kohli in a battle to be the highest run scorer in IPL history. He was also the first Indian batter with over 8,000 T20 runs. He's also the fourth in the list of all-time six hitters of the IPL, with 186 sixes thus far. IPL stats that matter? Well, 5,103 runs at a strike rate of 138. This is as of April 5th, 2019. Chris Gayle. Time and again, the universe boss has lit up the IPL. Perhaps no other player's exploits and hitting abilities have been talked about so much. While he plies his trade in T20 leagues all around the world, he appears to save his best for the IPL. Currently the highest six hitter in the IPL with over 300 sixes, Gayle also has the highest individual score in an innings at 175. Now this is what he scored in 2013 against a hapless Pune Warriors attack. He played his first season in 2009, and after a couple of mediocre runs in 2009 and 10, he signed up with RCB in 2011 and went on a rampage. His cumulative runs in the next 3 seasons of the IPL were 608, 733 and 708. And it was his form that made the Royal Challengers Bangalore title contenders during this period. His form petered off after the 2015 season, where he scored 493 runs. In 2016 and 17, he didn't really score as per his usual standards and was not retained by RCB. At 38 years old, he almost went unsold prior to the 2018 season, only to be picked up by Kings XI Punjab for his base prize. He responded in kind by scoring 368 runs in just 11 innings and also scored the first century of the 2018 edition. IPL stats that matter? 4,138 runs at a strike rate of 151. At 6 centuries, that's most hundreds by any player in IPL. Player of the series in 2011, most runs in a series in 2011 and 2012. Virat Kohli. Any list on consistency of good performances in the last decade? And you would expect Virat Kohli to make that list. The IPL is no different, and Virat has frequently lit up the field with his performances. An RCB player all throughout, he has played from the very first season, but his breakout year in the IPL was in 2010, when he scored over 300 runs in the season and followed it up with 557 runs in 2011. Ever since, he has scored more than 300 runs in every completed completed season with 634 runs in 2013 and a mind-boggling 973 runs in 2016 when he scored 400s in the same season, becoming the first player to do so in a season, and took RCB to the final virtually single-handedly. He's one of the few players who's played only for one team throughout his IPL career, but even his exploits have not been good enough for his team RCB to win a title yet. They may have come close though, with three appearances in the finals. He has been leading the team since 2013. Stats that matter: 5,110 runs in 168 innings at a strike rate of 131. Player of the series in 2016. Sunil Narine. Until Rashid Khan burst onto the scene, no spin bowler was as heavily relied on by his captains as Sunil Narine. He was always brought into the attack when wickets were needed or runs needed to be stemmed. Batsmen always played him with caution. He has been playing for KKR since 2012 and is one of the mainstays of the team. He helped the team win their first ever title in 2012 by picking up 24 wickets at a very economical rate and picked up the Man of the Series award as well. He often bowls in the death overs and in spite of that has maintained his economy at just over 6 runs to the over. 2016 onwards, he has regularly been promoted to the top of the order as well to give the bowler a wallop, and that move has often paid off with Narine getting quick runs as an opener. He currently boasts of a strike rate of 171 in all IPL. Stats that matter: 113 wickets in 111 matches at an economy of 6.6 per over, and 2012 Man of the Series winner. Talk about instant impact in your first ever IPL season. And then Man of the Series again in 2018 with 357 runs and 17 wickets. Shane Watson. The player of the season in the very first edition, and it was on the back of his consistent performances with the ball and the bat that Rajasthan Royals rose to the title. He scored 472 runs at an average of 47.2 in that first season and took 15 wickets. Injuries have often hampered his participation, but whenever he's been fit, he has been very impactful. He won another player of the series in 2013 as well, when he scored 543 runs and picked up 13 wickets. He's also racked up some 300s along the way, and none were more important than his 100 in the IPL final for CSK in 2018 that earned him the Man of the Match award and CSK the title. He scored 555 runs in the 2018 edition to show that age has not diminished his skills or appetite for runs. Stats that matter: 3,265 runs at a strike rate of 140 and 92 wickets at economy of 7.93. Man of the Series in 2008 and 2013. Dwayne Bravo, one of the most entertaining players to have graced the IPL. He is known as much for his dance move celebrations at the fall of a wicket as for being relied upon by captains to bowl at the death of the innings. He often ends up bowling the difficult overs, and his variations and changes of pace have resulted in him being one of the top wicket takers in IPL history. He also finished two seasons as the leading wicket taker of the season, 32 in 2013 and 26 in 2015. He's invariably in the leading wicket takers charts season after season. He can be very impactful with a bat as well, scoring quick runs with the bat, and all who saw it will remember his innings in the opening match of the 2018 season when he smashed 68 in just 30 balls to propel his side at CSK to victory by one wicket. Stats that matter: 1,118 runs at a strike rate of 129 and 143 wickets, currently third on the all-time leading wicket takers list at an economy of 8.4. David Warner. David Warner has been playing IPL since 2009, first with Delhi and then with Hyderabad, the franchise he currently represents. He has been one of the most consistent run scorers in the IPL and is currently the foreign player with the maximum number of runs in the IPL. Since 2013, not a season has gone by where Warner has scored less than 400 runs, except for 2018 when he missed the entire tournament. His best season was in 2016 when he was the captain of Sunrisers Hyderabad and led his team from the front to the title. That year, everyone spoke of Virat's 973 runs, but Warner was right behind him, scoring 848 runs, the only other player to score more than 800 runs in an IPL season. The 2019 IPL is just a few weeks old, and as of April 6, 2019, he's the leading run-getter with 279 runs in 5 matches and a century under his name already. Apart from scoring 848 runs in 2016, he was the leading run-getter in 2017 and 15 as well in the tournament, with a 641 and 562 runs respectively. Now that is the definition of consistent run-making. His aggressive style has often pushed the bowlers on the back foot from the get-go. Stats that matter: 4,293 runs at a strike rate of 143, leading run-getter of the tournament in 2015 and 17. Lasith Malinga. If Sunil Narayan and Rashid Khan are the spinner captains turn to, Slinger Malinga is by far the most consistent and impactful fast bowler in IPL history. He's the leading wicket taker in the IPL with 157 wickets. He has had 4 seasons where he has taken 20 plus wickets and was the leading wicket taker in the 2011 season with 28 scalps, helping his side, the Mumbai Indians, to the finals. He's also been an integral part of the Mumbai Indian team, having played for no other IPL team. He has consistently delivered the Yorkers at the death and is regarded as one of the finest bowlers in the format. His economy of under 7 is fantastic, given that he usually bowls during the power plays and slog overs. Stats that matter: 157 wickets at an economy of 6.93, leading wicket taker of the tournament in 2011 and in IPL history. Rohit Sharma. Member of the select club of players to have won 4 IPL titles. In his case, 1 with the Deccan Chargers and 3 with the Mumbai Indians, whom he led as captain during each title win, and has been named team captain since 2013. The only other captain to win 3 titles as captain is MS Dhoni. Such is the pedigree of Sharma's captaincy and the team he leads. He has scored over 350 runs in each of the first 9 IPL seasons and is currently the 3rd highest run-getter behind Suresh Raina and Virat Kohli in IPL history. When he scores heavily, Mumbai Indians does well. It helps him captain better as well. When Mumbai Indians won the title in 2013, 15 and 17, Sharma scored 538, 482 and 333 runs respectively, showing how much his runs matter to his side. He was a player of the match in the 2015 IPL final. Stats that matter: 4,611 runs at a strike rate of 130. 4 IPL titles.
This podcast was brought to you by Cricket Next. Thanks for tuning in.